Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, earlier this week, I had a chance to catch up with North Dakota Congressman Kelly Armstrong. We talked about a number of different topics. Topic number one was the USMCA and see if we can finally get this passed. It does seem to be gaining some momentum after the president and the administration dropped the tariffs on aluminum and steel and also worked out some other agreements with Canada and Mexico. But now the big question is, will it be introduced by Nancy Pelosi on the House floor and passed before it becomes too late for the Canadian government to get something done because they have a deadline coming up for adjournment in June? Here's what Congressman Armstrong had to say.
That's the question, right? I mean, I think there's enough votes on the floor of the House to pass it. We need to get Democratic leadership to bring it to the floor. But last Friday, Mexico announced that they had actually voted to change their labor law, which was one of the Democrats' requirements for USMCA. Obviously, the White House removed the 232 tariffs, which was another one. So it really truly is now just a matter of I'm really working towards getting the White House and the Democrats, particularly Speaker Pelosi, allowing it to come to the floor so we can get it passed.
Well, I keep hearing that there is enough votes to pass the USMCA. And the House, it just needs to get called to the floor. Do you believe that to be true, or is there just too many nuances yet?
Yeah, it's game theory, right? I haven't counted every vote on the Democratic side, but yes, I believe there's enough votes to pass it, I would think pretty significant numbers. It's just a matter of allowing leadership needs to let it come to the floor, and for a lot of reasons, for China, for how we're working towards a new debt ceiling cap. I mean, I think part of it is because the president removed the tariffs. The other part is obviously Mexico passed this bill, and I can't imagine another motivation other than saying, hey, get USMCA passed. They're our two biggest trading partners. But I think mostly just we can prove to the American public we can function as a government, and this is a way to do it. This is a deal that, I mean, it's incredibly important to North Dakota ag producers.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Wednesday that he was personally questioning some of America's largest companies about their plans for weathering the Trump administration's trade war with China, including encouraging firms to reorient their supply chains and also source their products elsewhere. According to the New York Times, the discussions came as the trade dispute between the U.S. and China showed no signs of abating and suggested the Trump administration is digging in for a protracted battle that could inflict substantial pain to consumers. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin spoke briefly to reporters. One of the questions that came up is, why is agriculture the only one that looks like it's going to be getting aid?
Well, we're going to have a 301 process and look at exceptions that impact certain consumers. People talked about diapers and other things if they can't be sourced otherwise. We're going to be very careful on this, but the farmers are being personally retaliated for political reasons.
Mnuchin was asked what corporations he'd already talked to about the Chinese tariffs.
Well, I spoke to the CFO of Walmart. They're obviously the largest. I've spoken to others. I'm not going to comment on all of them. And we're working closely with them to understand where they can resource things and what the consumer impact is.
No new trade talks have been scheduled in the immediate future between the U.S. and China. And House and Senate negotiators are still trying to get the final disaster aid bill for Midwest flood and other storm victims across the finish line before the Memorial Day recess. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell planned a vote in his chamber with or without a deal with the House on a disaster aid package nearing some $20 billion, including $3 billion for farm and other rural losses.
The Senate will vote on disaster relief this week. The members of this body will not return home for Memorial Day without taking further action to help these struggling communities.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.